Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. What are we all about? Well, millions of people a year fall prey to internet scammers. The most common ones are the romance scammers. Primarily from Nigeria and Ghana, they prey on innocent people, promising relationships and love, looking for money in return. The result of this is people losing their life savings and, in some sad cases, their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons. But what we do, we scam them back. They want money? Well, they'll have to write porn to us, they're going to have to listen and like our awful poetry we write to them, and then put up with our general nonsense before they get one red American cent, which they ain't never going to see. So join Davin, myself Joe Curry, and the lovely Pip Helix for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Trouble in Paradise, Davin wants to break up with Agnes because he feels he's a failure, because he may lose all his money in his pending divorce. Agnes supports his man and will be there for him. That's nice because Davin's divorce lawyer knows about Davin and Agnes and doesn't want to represent him now. And is Davin starting to feel guilty about this facade he's cooked up? Listen and enjoy.
I don't break up with them. They break up with me. That's how this bit works.
That's how that goes.
I looked up like, no, you can't do that.
I know. I was like distraught for a second. I was like, wait, fake.
The whole purpose of this bit is to see how long we can string this nonsense out.
Davin is breaking up with fake Agnes.
I would never break up with fake Agnes. Right, I love her.
I love her.
I go, of course not. I love you. I feel like I have failed you, your son, and myself. I have never felt so low. If you're going to do this to me, then I don't what to say to you. You are a man and you must behave as such. She just slapped me like,
whoa.
Damn it, Scarlet.
Get your skirt off, Stephen.
Man up. Where's your nutsack? This isn't the first time she's done this to me.
I know. She's like, stop being such a pussy.
Now that's the man took over for this conversation. I'll talk some sense into this little son of a bitch. They got the full team working on it. We're going to lose the dough. He's going to end it all. We're not in the will.
You make sense.
Red alert. Red alert.
Pull yourself together, man.
I go, and what exactly does that mean?
Red alert.
Red alert.
Yes, it is.
All like hands on deck.
Dick.
I go, haven't you ever felt like a failure? Perhaps not. You're a strong woman. I am broken right now. She goes, well, I don't know what to say. I love you. But you tell me I don't deserve you, so you're letting me go. I go, now this is all cap locks right here, because I'm out.
Whoa.
I am not letting you go. And then I take off the cap locks. Babe, I want the best for you. I love you. You're the only thing that has kept me hanging on. And then Facebook craps out. She goes, if you love me, then don't tell me I deserve someone strong. So what should I do? She goes, I don't know. But tell me, would you lose everything you worked for?
Mm-hmm.
I could. It's possible. But
have you decided whether you're losing everything you worked for?
I'm working through my anguish.
Okay.
She goes, but we can write scripts to make you survive. This one wants to write scripts. The other one wants to go on the road and dance in front of me. Everybody's here to help.
Yeah,
I'm the dick. These are honest women / men that are just trying to help me.
These are honest
men. Now, I do have
women to
tell you.
I'm working through my anguish.
Yes.
Well, I didn't say that to her. I said that to you.
I know, but I like that.
Now, I do have to tell you guys, there are parts of this, as this progresses, where I now feel bad for this.
I knew it.
Which goes to the whole jury, Joe feeling that I get sucked
that
in.
That you got sucked in?
But at this point, you go, I'm a dick. Because I shouldn't do this. I'm an asshole.
Now you're having a moment and you're going, wait a minute. Now she's supporting me and she's helping me through my crisis.
But I know it's fake, but she really is supporting me. I mean, sure, she wanted to roll me in Ghana,
yeah,
but we've gotten past that.
Yeah, she and her goons definitely
wanted to kill you. Forgive very easy.
I forgive you, don't I?
Yes.
but I got to be honest. I'm like, you know, I'm a dick. I shouldn't do this. But then I remember, well, this isn't real.
Wait a minute. Yeah, this isn't
real.
This
isn't even really her.
This isn't a woman I'm talking to.
Well, I try to amuse myself that it's a woman from time to time.
How well do you amuse yourself that it's a woman?
I release tension in my arm.
I see.
So she has, I go, yes, we could start over.
Got a pitching career.
Yeah. I go, yes, we could start over. With you behind me, I could certainly write more and tour more. I am with you, honey.
Really?
This is the girl I've been looking for. Now I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should leave my wife. Maybe it's time I go to court.
Take her on the road with you.
Absolutely.
Hey, my wife never helps me write porn.
She most certainly does not.
No, I know.
She doesn't help me write podcasts either. She does not like the shenanigans with Agnes. No. Not one bit.
No, I know that.
My wife loves this shit.
I tell her I'm writing a book. My wife's intrigued. I say it's about this. She makes a frown.
You've got mail.
Good. That's good to know.
Just remember that when in the foreword. And to my loving frowny face wife.
It's going to go to my dearest Agnes and Flory. Without you, none of this becomes possible. She goes, I'm with you, honey. I go, that means so much. 3 exclamation points.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, 3. She goes, babe, I love you too. There are tears in my eyes, but for the first time today, they're of joy.
I've got you, babe. Mm.
She goes, I love you and we can gain everything. We can, but it will take a while. I wanted you here with me as soon as this divorce was finalized. But now, because of my traitor, quote-unquote, friend, I can't do that. That's what hurts the most. Mm. Not the money. Not having you with me is what hurts. She goes, don't worry. I go, I'm so mad. Should I tell my lawyer about us, or should I continue to deny we are anything more than acquaintances? She goes, well, I don't know what to say, but I think telling him the truth would be better. Have you met a lawyer? I think you should meet with him now and tell him. I go, I will tell him as soon as I see him. I will probably lose everything. Call him, honey. It's really important.
What's the number? I'll dial myself.
You're still feeling bad, are you?
Come on, stupid. Get with the program.
Come on. You're going to lose everything. Snap out of it.
I go, he's not talking to me. He needs time to think about whether he can represent me any longer.
Hold on a second. Your lawyer's butt hurt because you didn't tell him everything?
I lied to my lawyer. Oh. You're not supposed to lie to your lawyer.
Nobody does that.
He's got to defend you, protect you. He can't help you.
Everybody in jail's...
And really, do you think innocent. She knows the legal system, stupid?
No, I don't.
All right.
everybody's giving each other too much credit for a lot of shit.
Really, that's probably the most profound thing ever said on this show, by the way.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.